And not so long ago, you had problems of unsafe injections, even in places like the United States, but you continue to have problems in countries where I spend lots of time, in Niger, West Africa. You had a traveling injection worker who would go around providing injections to people, much as someone would come and offer to clean your garden. That practice still exists in many parts of the world, and that's the kind of work that the Injection Safety Campaign working along to improve hepatitis is designed to eliminate.
Now, according to your figures, 16 billion injections happen every year around the world. 40% are unsafe. So you're calling for a political commitment from member states. You're calling for a financial commitment. How much are we talking about?
Well, it'll depend on the burden of disease, of course, for each country. We've made a lot of progress in certain parts of the world. In other parts, there'll be significant investment. WHO is launching a global campaign supported by the IKEA Foundation, initially starting in three countries, Egypt, India, and Uganda, looking at different ways of reaching the public, reaching providers, and then also getting political commitment around improving hepatitis B, C, and also HIV at the same time.
Reaching out to the public is crucial, and as you're saying, you can have treatment, but you also need prevention. One can't go without the other.
That's true. You need to engage the public and engage the community. The community have to trust that the healthcare that they're getting is safe and come to the facilities that you're working with rather than going to some private sector where they might get unsafe injections. Then you can't pretend that just telling health workers not to give unsafe injections is going to have any impact when many of them do it because they don't get paid for months on end. So they do injections in their private cabinet after hours in order to supplement and feed their families. So there's a systems level question for all of these issues. For sure, that's how we'll be able to beat hepatitis.
Regionally speaking, the middle-income countries present a bit of an issue compared with perhaps more developing countries where the drugs are cheaper. Can you maybe talk me through how China has, however, been really successful at reducing infection rates between mother to child from 8 to 10 to perhaps 1%, I think you said?
That's true. Those efforts have to do, again, with multiple modes of pushing. Now, China has had the benefit of being able to negotiate for a very large potential patient population around the costs of different interventions, both in terms of syringe costs for safe syringes as well as drug costs. So a big push by the central government at a high level of political commitment is key. I think that's one of the lessons from China. But then committed providers and a committed public sector, as well as then reaching the private sector workforce in terms of messages on both safe injections, but also then to the public on safe practices and getting themselves tested and treated. All of those were elements of how China really took this on. Those can be lessons definitely for other countries. Eventually, they could be lessons for a country like Egypt that's really struggling with this.
Why have you chosen Egypt to focus on this year for World Hepatitis Day?
The short answer is that they are one of, if not the country, with the biggest need. Based on historical work, actually, in another disease area, schistosomiasis, they have a major, major burden of hepatitis.
This was the campaign to eradicate that particular virus back in the 50s, 60s, which actually ended up, by blood transfusion, infecting hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions.
Exactly. It was the infections happened because the campaign to eradicate schistosomiasis was based on injecting medicines to people. And so it points out again that systems approach of looking across diseases, how can you have an impact on the biggest public health problems, and then managing those has to be done. You can't address one disease and cause a problem in another. And in that case, you had a big reservoir now of hepatitis that the country is dealing with. And because of unsafe injection practices and others, and less safe blood supply systems, et cetera, you have a reservoir that keeps getting passed along. So for us, it's a perfect place to start to have a big impact. And we have major political commitment from ministry and very senior levels of government there. And it's a chance to show what can be done even in a very difficult situation.